The US president has suggested Israel and the United States may take offensive action to secure Israel from threats to its security. Donald Trump signed a presidential proclamation recognising Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. At the same time, the Israel Air Force attacked targets in Gaza. Israel's prime minister says the country will respond forcefully to a rocket strike that's destroyed a house and wounded seven people. Middle East correspondent Eric Torchek reports.
It's my honour to welcome Prime Minister Netanyahu to the White House. A very special man. He's done a great job.
As Israel's election campaign entered its final fortnight, incumbent Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu enjoyed a pre-poll present from Donald Trump.
In a moment, I will sign a presidential proclamation recognizing Israel's sovereign right over the Golan Heights.
The heights are recognized internationally as being a part of Syria, occupied by Israel since the war of 1967. But Donald Trump says Israel must retain the area for its own security.
Today, aggressive action by Iran and terrorist groups in southern Syria, including Hezbollah, continue to make the Golan Heights a potential launching ground for attacks against Israel.
At the same time the leaders were meeting in Washington, Israeli jets were attacking the Gaza Strip in response to a rocket attack which destroyed a house northeast of Tel Aviv and wounded seven Israelis. Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is retaliating.
Israel will not tolerate this. I will not tolerate this. And as we speak, Israel is responding forcefully to this wanton aggression.
The Israeli military says its air force destroyed the security and intelligence headquarters of the Islamist group Hamas, which controls Gaza. Israeli aircraft also bombed other targets. Benjamin Netanyahu is cutting short his trip to the United States and returning home for a meeting of Israel's security cabinet, which will discuss further military options against Hamas and other factions in Gaza.
I have a simple message to Israel's enemies. We will do whatever we must do to defend our people and defend our state.
The rocket strike followed a launch from Gaza on March the 14th, which Hamas said was an accident. It's also just 2 weeks before Israel holds national elections. Many Israeli politicians on the campaign trail called for tougher action against Hamas, including Education Minister Naftali Bennett.
Unfortunately, every piece of territory that we hand over to Arabs turns into a base of Iran and of radical Islamic terror. The only way is to respond and to respond strong.
The United Nations says it's working with Egypt to negotiate with all sides to de-escalate the situation. But Israel sent more troops and equipment to the border, and militant groups in Gaza promised resistance to and retribution for any Israeli attack. From Jerusalem, this is Eric Torchek reporting for AM.